We have an exercise that maybe everybody can try right now just to see how it feels. Put all your implements and things down for right now. And if you're sitting, sit with your back straight and your feet resting, just resting on the floor. And take a deep breath and close your eyes. And now, with your eyes closed, of course, you're now paying attention to your breathing. And as you're sitting here breathing, become aware of the fact that your feet are touching the floor. And beneath the floor is the foundation of the house. And beneath the foundation is the earth. And allow yourself to feel the reality of being on earth. It is a reality that you are on earth. Perhaps as you're inhaling and exhaling, sitting here comfortably with your feet on the earth, perhaps you can become aware of the space above your head. And above that space is the ceiling. And above that space is the roof. And above that space is the air outside. And above that is the rays of sunshine coming through the clouds. Perhaps you can feel the reality that when the rays of the sun touch the earth, things grow. That is a fact. Between the earth and the sky, there sits you. And if you can feel yourself resting here between the earth and the sky, as you inhale and exhale, bring that energy that is all around you inside of you. Bring that energy that is all around you, inside of you when you inhale. And with your eyes closed, if you can see yourself sitting there, I want you to bring the light from the heavens and let it drip over your body. Let it touch your head. Let it fall off your eyebrows and lashes. Let it rouge your cheeks and open your ears. Let it touch your lips. Feel the energy of the sky running down your spine. It glistens on the skin on your arms. It caresses your breasts, your stomach. It lights up the area between your legs. You see your muscles long and your bones strong as this light moves through your body. And see yourself sitting there, outlined by this light. And as you inhale, bring in the energy of the sky into your body. And when you exhale, let it expand the light that surrounds you. Inhale the energy of the cosmos. And when you exhale, expand the light that is around you. Expand the light that is around you. It may feel now like you are pumping a balloon open, expanding it, stretching it. And as this light expands, let it push against any darkness that may have been there. Become very, very comfortable sitting in this light. Let yourself feel as if you are inside of a balloon or inside of a ball of light. And now I want you to think about something that is in your basket, some concern that you have. And I want you to visualize that thing sitting on the outside of your circle of light. I see my fear and guilt about my body standing out there. It's angry. It's sad. It even kicks the bubble that I'm sitting in, but it bounces right off. It cannot penetrate this shield. Choose a fear that you are going to release in this ritual and see it on the outside of your circle of light, wanting to get in, but being unable to do that. Wow. She who whispers just told me that because some of you are new at this, she's saying that as you are sitting there in that circle of light, she wants you to reach into your heart and pull out that problem that's been hiding there. Pull out. It may be something unnamed, unrecognized, some old tiny, it looks like a naughty little baby to me. Maybe some fear that you acquired early in life, or some fear that you've worked on and shrunk it. It looks small, but it needs to be extracted. And this is very interesting because what she's telling me to say is to take that thing and show it the edges of this circle. Let it see that you are in a circle of light. You are in a circle of light. You are in a circle of light. And when you are ready, push your hand through the membrane of that circle of light and set it outside. Set it outside with the rest of your concerns. Your concerns have to know that they cannot penetrate you and that you can extract them. You can find them and extract them whenever you need to. Let yourself feel comfortable because this light is very bright. Let yourself feel comfortable. And take a deep breath. And this time when you exhale, you expand so much that those concerns fall away into the darkness. They fall away into the darkness. As you look around, it's almost as if those concerns have entered a black hole in space. They're not there. They are not there. They are not there. This is very interesting because I'm being led to lead this in a way that I have not before. She Who Whispers said that I should now have you all poke your finger, poke the edges of the circle of light with your finger so that you can see how pliable it is. You poke it, it returns to shape. You can put your hand through it and pull it back out and it will close up. Interesting. Play, huh? Play inside of this light. Be comfortable inside of this light. Allow yourself to feel what it's like to be without fear. Allow yourself to feel what it's like to be without fear. This is the most important thing. Feel what it's like to know that you are protected. To know that you can co-create. To know that you can find and extract those hidden fears. To know that you can expand it. And most importantly, to know that you can play safely inside of this bubble of light. Now, I want you to inhale and exhale. And as you inhale, you are going to draw the circle of light closer to your body. And when you exhale, You're sending some of that light back up to the heavens. Inhale and make the circle smaller by moving it closer to you. Exhale by returning that light to the heavens. Inhale and pull it closer to you. And exhale. She says, somebody has the question, the light that we're exhaling, where does it go? Your storehouse. Your storehouse. Inhale and make the light closer to you. The bubble is smaller. Exhale and send light back up into the heavens. Inhale and feel this light glistening on the outline of your body. Send some of it up to the heavens. Now I want you to sit here for a minute, feeling very comfortable with this thin outline of light. And I want you to try now to very quickly draw that energy down from the heavens, surround yourself with it, blow it out, and make the bubble big again. Pull the bubble in, push it out, make it big again. You're still drawing energy from the heavens. Pull energy in, exhale, and make the circle bigger. So you want to practice pulling light down from the universe. Pulling it into your body and putting it out into a shield. You want to rehearse doing this until you get to the place where you can say to yourself, shields up, and you are in that circle of light. Okay? But also, here she say, in addition to thinking of this as your defense, so that none of those negatives will always fall into the darkness, maybe it's the people in this group, but she's saying it is very, very important for you to know that you can open up this circle of light and play and create inside of it. Feel free to play and create inside of it. Its main job is to protect you from interference. But now, for this group, she's saying not just when you think there's danger, but even for everyday things, and even to come into this space and feel so comfortable. That you can play here. She said, this is the true eradication of fear. This is the true eradication of fear. When you feel so protected and so empowered that you can play, you can create. In this place, you see yourself now sitting outlined by light from the universe. You have a storehouse of it that you can access at any time. And there's one more invitation here. That is to bring the light from the universe down into yourself Pass it through your body. And then with your feet, your arms, and your own movement, spread that light around you. Let it fall to the earth. And then look down at the earth and see what happens. What comes from you allowing the heavenly energy to pass through you and touch the earth? What happens when you allow the heavenly energy to pass through you? You unafraid. What happens when you allow the heavenly energy to pass through you unafraid and touch the earth? Take a look at what's created. I personally am seeing wildflowers growing. Take a look. Wow, okay, y'all. I'm gonna say it. She told me to say, take a good look at what happens when you let the universal energy come through you unafraid and touch the earth. And whatever you see right now is your next assignment. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Take a good look, y'all. Take a good look. All right. And now rest in this place. Feel it. Feel good in it. And when you are ready, when you feel like you are whole and connected and grounded, and open and safe, open your eyes.